You sit in the applesauce.
I sit back here. How are
you doing?
So far, so good. I haven't screwed anything up yet.
It's still early.
It's early. You've got a couple hours left in the day. Don't jinx yourself.
It's a tough crowd. Everybody ready to get started?
Yep.
Okay, hello everybody. This is, we're getting ready for our open public hearing for Colucci Trucking. And tonight we have Anthony Halick here for the presentation for Colucci Trucking.
Thank you, Chairman Costanzo. I'm actually here on behalf of the Industrial Development Agency in support of the subdivision. The board received our application last month, and we asked this be set down for a hearing. At that time, we presented a map, and the map was the preliminary drawing, and having gone back and working with the utility companies as we are on the east side of the park and the Army Corps and creating some wetland areas, we have created a new map, which is the same Colucci parcel, but we have provided additional detail for the board. For lack of a description, we've taken the original map and we've zoomed out to give you a bigger picture. And I've presented Mr. Dingman with three copies for the board to share. Give him a chance to share that with you. Now,
if you could clear.
Okay. I'm going to highlight the differences in the map because the original map did not show the wetland mitigation area. That is actually an area that was approved back in 2006 by the Army Corps of Engineers. It's designated and it's on a filed conservation easement. We're now showing the location of that within the park. That's obviously going to be a no-build area, but it does not affect the Colucci parcel. It's completely outside of it. The Colucci parcel, as drawn, is identical. But the difference is, given our recent experiences with utilities, National Grid in particular, we have laid out on the map a 50-foot perimeter for utility easements outside the road right away. And those are going to be a reservation and deeds going out, but they're now shown on the new map. There's also a reservation on the boundary line between parcel A and parcel B, a 20-foot easement. That may never be needed, but we felt it prudent, not knowing what the future holds with gas, electric, solar, that we reserve an area, so we've reserved 20 feet across each of those parcels. And the other thing you'll see on here that wasn't on the other map, which has always existed, is we're also showing a wetlands boundary, parcel B to the north. There's no application before this board. I'm just simply calling that out because you didn't see that before. Other than that, it's effectively the same drawing, and it has no other impact on the development of the Colucci parcel, as I understand, which has already been approved. but we do ask this board's consideration in approving the subdivision, because this realots the old five-lot subdivision that was approved back in 2006. We've taken five and we've put them into three. Does anybody have any questions?
You're not showing your building and stuff out there?
No, and nor would we, because this is solely for subdivision purposes. It's not for site plan review purposes. That was handled by the planning board. This is simply to subdivide out the lot.
And I'm confused. I don't know if you guys are. You can see parcel A, parcel B.
Yes.
And you're saying that it's now three parcels instead of five that make up.
If you look at the map, and I brought the 2006 map with me that was originally approved by the planning board. You'll see within, for example, parcel A.
Where's parcel B?
Above it.
What about
there?
Okay. You'll see old lot lines in dots. Okay. Okay. Below each of those descriptions, you'll see in writing a lot.
Why don't you turn yours around?
Sure.
Can you point what you're talking about?
Absolutely.
We all know what you're doing.
Okay.
If you want something to hold one side.
Did you do that? Yes. Sure. I was wrong. It's okay. Parcel A is the Colucci subdivision lot. Parcel B is a parcel to the north. You'll see some dotted lines through here. Those were the lots that were approved back in 2006. We have effectively erased those lines, and the new lot lines are here, here, and here. So we've taken those and we put them into three parcels. We've actually made it smaller for development purposes.
Okay.
Does that address your question?
Well,
Vanna?
Why would they make it smaller? I mean, why would
that
they
was,
more,
that
more,
was
more,
the,
more, more business
the agency felt. And I have to defer to Mr. Pizek, that the effectively reducing it to three lots but a bigger parcel made it more attractive for somebody to come in. I can't
so
speak
parcel
the
A is gone. That's Colucci.
Gone.
Okay. Parcel B is who?
Nobody.
Okay. And parcel C, which you don't have C on here,
no.
But I'm assuming it's in
nobody.
C. Okay.
Nobody.
So you've got two areas that are open, and parcel A is Colucci.
Yes.
I understand what you're doing. It took me a minute.
No, sometimes you just gotta hit me because I don't talk too much.
Okay, so that's, and all you're doing is you're showing us that you've reduced it from five parcels to three, and here they are.
That's correct.
That's all you're doing.
That's all we're doing.
That's
okay.
For the public, that's what the public hearing is for tonight.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
That's it.
And we really have no say in this other than you're just being nice and showing us.
Hit the nail right on the head.
Thanks for being nice.
Well, that was easy.
And you said that you've re-mitigated wetlands from where they were. You created some because you took some?
Well,
there's
a very long explanation with that. That area was supposed to have been designated back in 2006.
What area?
The wetlands that you're seeing on the mitigation area there.
Okay.
That's
partial C.
Yes.
Okay.
And that was part of the original permitting for the park in Wilcor and Skylar Pellets in the early 2000s. However, 2 years ago, we received a letter from the friendly people at the Army Corps of Engineers saying our records are incomplete. We don't see where you actually created that area. And when we went back and looked at the paperwork, we couldn't find any record that our predecessors had filed the conservation paperwork. So we've done that in the past 12 months, and we've now overlaid it on this map.
And then the wetlands that you're showing in parcel B,
mm-hmm.
which are not there currently, or are they?
Those are going to be shown on a DEC map.
Okay.
Those are not in play at this point in time for building. They're not. It's a matter of opinion. I don't, to the average person looking at them, you'd say, how can this possibly be a wetland? but they're on a 1935 map when somebody flew over with a biplane, and we kind of live with those things. So we felt it best to just show those now. And if the parcel is ever sold and somebody comes to you for site plan review, you have a starting point as to where those are.
What are they doing with the, they were bulldozing this summer, like where the wetland was.
I'm sorry?
Were they bulldozing that, like, pulling it in?
They're just clearing it off, maybe.
They're clearing it off in the front?
Make it more
you
preservable.
You see right from the road as you're going by there.
I can't answer this. I don't know that specifically has to do with this parcel or the parcel on the other side of Drive-In Road, where I know there was some site work taking place.
Between Route 5 and the thruway.
I can't answer that question.
So the only wetlands that you showed here that come up to the road would really be from a parcel B coming out to Diamond Road, I think?
Yes.
Other than that, there are no wetlands in the front, and most of the wetlands have been created and overlaid would be in parcel C.
Correct.
Okay.
The reality is, that parcel may never get developed because of that conservation easement. Well, this evening, all I'm asking the board to do is to confirm. I provided Mr. Dingman with a resolution that the board is acting as the lead agency and close the hearing. Because this map is new, we're going to let it lay out for the public for 30 days, and I'm going to be asked to be put back on your agenda first meeting next month to formally close SEAKER and approve the subdivision.
So we need a motion for somebody to do
it. I'm asking for a motion for the town to formally act as the lead agency in this matter.
Okay.
April 6, 2022 planning board meeting.
At the next planning board meeting. Okay.
Will that need to be a public hearing?
No.
So I think with your official close the public hearing.
That's at your discretion. I'm here until the end of the hearing.
Okay, we'll call the to our regular planning board meeting. We'll start off with the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we need an approval of our February 2nd, 2022 planning board minutes. Okay, today we're going to go over a discussion of changes to the zoning map. And,
okay.
We'll turn it over to you now.
Oh, he's taking his coat off.
Yes. Dale, did you bring your computer?
Yeah, my laptop's in my car. I have my flash drive. I don't know if we have a laptop here already. If not, I can run out and grab it.
Okay. I have my laptop.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to press this?
It's
probably be the easiest, wouldn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so excited not to turn the screen
out
tonight.
Nobody tells me anything.
Jeff, you need help?
Yeah, that's all right, I got.
What we want to do is we're going to start on the west end of town and review the zoning down. We'll see how far we get at a comfortable time. If we get down to Wood Lane or if we get down to Newport Road or anything like that, we're going to divide the town up in sections. And every meeting we'll review it. And then once we have it all done, we'll make a recommendation to the town board. They'll have a public hearing, and we'll make any changes we're going to make then. Any questions?
Do you just plan on changing, like, planned development areas, or?
We're going to review everything. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's some mobile home parks that aren't zoned mobile home parks. Some things have changed, like the town of New Hartford, they review their zoning every 6 months. And we haven't done it since 2000. So my hope is just to review and get it more in line with what it should be. You know, we've made some changes to the solar laws, where they can be placed and stuff, and we need to review and make sure we're matching what the land actually is. You know, Graham Road's a good example. There's a lot of it up in there. It's all residential now. It should be probably zoned R2, and a lot of it is zoned RA because it's grown up over the last 20-some years. And we haven't kept up with those zoning changes.
Jeff, are you going to need a projector?
Would you mind getting it?
No, I'll get it.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, the maps we have in our zoning books, are they up to date? Because it seems...
It's...
Is the only up to date one is the one up there? Or?
And that's not even up to date. Okay. That's a lot of that is what we talked about. We spent Dave and Gene and Dale and Joanne Mamone, myself, we spent a lot of time going over and reviewing the whole zoning process.
I've gone online and looked at the map.
Okay.
And then I went to my zoning book. And
it probably doesn't match.
Yeah, so I'm wondering where do I get the latest
information? Good question. Don't have an answer for you. You know, I don't know. I would assume the county has the most accurate zoning map.
So you mean when I go to online to get
right.
The map?
That would be my thought, but I don't know.
On Wood Lane, and I thought one place said it was RA, and another one said it was R2.
R2, yeah. And some of it's planned development, you know. In my opinion, in order to have planned development, there should be a plan for development. You know what I'm saying? It's they should come to the planning board if say somebody wants to put a 60 unit housing development in there. It shouldn't be planned development already because there's no such plans for that. They should come to the board. Planning board and the town board and ask for a zoning change to plan development because they're going to put 60 units in there. And that gives everybody a heads up. That's just my thought. I don't know how other people feel about that, but any other questions? We went over last month what the zoning units are, what the designations, the RA, the R1, the R2, and what makes what. And now we should, one of the things the county would like us to do is to have a piece of property, if it's zoned, whatever zone it is, the whole property should be zoned at. like take Mr. Ritter's property, part of it, it's not all zoned commercial highway, is it?
Can't get clarity on how deep it goes.
Right. Exactly. And that's one of the things I'm looking to eliminate. You know, you shouldn't have a piece of property that, like say you want to sell cars, you shouldn't, half of it should, you can have cars on half of it, but not the other half, you know.
Here's my thing. If you want to change a lot of this RA to R1, I'm going to read this here. So R1 is designed to the most restrictive in residential districts, providing an environment of predominantly low density 1 to 2 family dwellings where public water and sewer are available.
Right.
There's not a lot of that in Skyler.
There's not, or are going to be available in the future.
Right. That encourage preservation, rehabilitation, and construction of 1 or 2 family dwellings. Discourages the continuance of existing non-conforming uses, buildings or structures, discourages land which may generate excessive traffic, noise, so farming, odors,
mm-hmm.
or disrupt impacts, prohibits land use which substantially interfere with the development of 1 or 2 family dwellings. So what's that give anyone leverage on the operating farms in town?
As far as I know, there's a right to farm law in this town.
Right, then they're going to point to this.
Well, I don't care if they point to it. Right to farm law exceeds that, yeah.
Right.
As far as I remember, we didn't have any plans to change any RA to
R1. No.
There was some RA to
R2. R2, yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying I don't want to issue down in the future.
And of course there's going to be issues, Dan. Yeah, R1 should be the most restrictive.
Right.
You know, there it should be limited. But R2 is a little more lenient as far as those things. But if you're operating a farm, the right to farm law
stands.
Yeah. You can't. You know, my neighbor there complained that they were spreading manure across the street from him. So he called the cops and he got a lot more manure spread across the street in front of his house. So. Not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that's the way it was. So.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's your neighbor. No, he's closer to you.
He's closer.
Let's see if the lights make a difference.
You want to start with a map?
So this is, I think Ron thinks that this is the map that is current.
This is the last one we've gotten from the county.
So, over the last summer, all of us, well, like me, Ron, Dave, James, Joanne, went through and kind of broke it down by each section, and we started looking kind of on the west end first, because there's a lot of clutter, kind of. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, especially over here, this is, like, the Mapleton Road area. Part of this, you know, this pink area is actually R10 for mobile homes, but part of it actually goes over into Mapleton Drive, so that's not right. So that needs to be fixed. And this yellow part is R1, and part of that ends up going over to where Strawberry Hills is, and that should be RM. So, engineer, I kind of tried the best I could to redraw and split it out as to where, you know, R1 should really just be this section here, Mapleton Drive, and then you've got RM, which is
mobile.
The mobile park here, and then Strawberry Hills is over here, along with Anaya Mobile Park over there. And then above it here is where that they want to do that expansion that came before the planning board. And then keeping an RM down there versus how it is right now. And then there's a lot of, you know,
we've tweaked that more. These we tweaked.
Tweaked, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I don't see
huge changes. But like this area is planned development, there's no plan for development. So why was it made plan development?
And to the right of that, what is that? To the right of the PD there, Wood Lane, right? Yeah, just.
Yeah, what
a field.
Yeah, yeah, but what is it though? What's their zoned?
The R2.
R2.
The purple one.
See, the purple is.
Okay, then what's the green to the left of Wood Lane?
There's like a rectangle there.
Okay, that right, just to the left, the hair, right there.
That's PD.
Oh, that's.
Because the orange lines are the property lines.
Okay, now, all right.
So that line, you know, that property is split like half and half PD, half R2, which is another thing Ron was saying, that the county doesn't want us.
Okay, so on the west side of Wood Lane is PD, and on the east side is R2.
Correct.
Okay.
There must have been a reason way back when why they did
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Yeah. But I can't tell you what it is.
I can.
Okay.
As a developer.
Okay.
If I go into an area and I see R1, R2, RM,
mm-hmm.
That basically tells me stay away as a developer because okay. I'm restricted.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into an area that's PD, not that I'm unrestricted, but it allows me to bring to you my ideas
mm-hmm.
because it's PD
right.
That I know wouldn't go in an R1 or an R2, but gives me the opportunity to present myself and my ideas because you have it under PD. That is the reason I think it was left as PD. When you instantly put R1 or R2 or RM in something, there's a lot of restrictions.
Right.
It's more marketable, right?
It's more marketable under PD. It just says, look, we're going to listen to everything you have to say. Not that we're going to agree to it, but we certainly are going to listen. It's a friendlier.
So what if that was zoned RA? You're a developer and you want to come and. Then you would come to the board and
sure.
You say, can you change the zoning for me because I'm considering.
Well, the R pushes right out. It's residential.
Right.
And as a commercial builder or a industrial builder, you've already got it zoned residential. That's
okay.
An uphill battle for me.
Okay.
PD is plan development. That says, look, we're open to anything that you may have. That as a developer, that's what I look for, because I look at land around
mm-hmm.
all over. And when I see PD, that interests me. Or if I see industrial, that interests me. Residential, I have no interest in, and I'm not fighting the fight. Because
okay.
Generally speaking, you lose.
Now, who was that?
So what is the advantage of changing that then?
My thoughts are, and this is just my thoughts, you don't have to agree with me, but I think that
Merrill.
If somebody plans on developing there, the first thing they need to do is come to the town board and the planning board
mm-hmm.
and get a zoning change.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's spot to be zoning. Considered spot zoning.
Well, PD, you have to change it, right?
No. If you PD, just what you just got done saying, you can look at anything that somebody wants to present to you.
Right, right.
Okay. If you change that to say an RA,
mm-hmm.
and then somebody wants to come in and put a manufacturing business in there, well, now that spot is only. You're going to take that section.
What is it if you change it back to plan development?
But then why would you read the CD?
My thing is, I don't want to get surprised.
You know, because we always have the option to say, you know what, doesn't fit our neighborhood, doesn't interest us. You know,
you still control what goes in there.
Oh, absolutely. Just like solar farms. Just because it's PD doesn't mean you're going to get it in there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
We've changed that. Our law now says it has to be
my point is there's no difference.
Yeah.
That's all.
So you're saying any property that can be sold as commercial, you want PD, more or less?
I'm just saying that under PD, it tells everybody we are interested in what you have to say.
Right.
Not that we're going to allow it.
Right.
None of that. It just says we have an area that
Right, because we developed 30 condos or townhouses.
Right.
That would, so, that something like that would definitely fit there.
So what Mickey's saying, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
The reason why some of these areas are zoned a certain way were done for a purpose. So if we just go in changing them without knowing the original purpose, we might be getting into a can of worms. You know,
I don't agree with that. I think we had the right to change our zoning.
Well, I can see where you got to tweak where there's some boundaries that are changed, but I mean, something like this.
What would be the purpose of leaving that planned development?
Just what Mickey just said.
Isn't there a trucking company there now?
It just allows outside sources to come in.
Yeah, right.
It's a welcoming mat is what it is.
They still got to come before them.
They still got to come before them.
There's not anything that we don't know they're going to be doing for the PD. The owner might have wanted the PD originally.
It was done back in 2000.
In 2000, I was on the board, and what happens is, all the PD areas, I went to all the people that own the property and asked them. I said, why should we change it if the people are upset about it? And none of them wanted to change. They said, we want to keep it as PD, and that's how we wanted to keep it. Yeah. So I did go, I was the person who went around and did that back then. I said, well, you know, like, let's talk to the people and see what they think about that, who own the property. Because I thought they...
Should we mail every owner a letter that we're, like, the landowner?
Well, have to have a public hearing before you continue in zoning.
Right. I mean, if these people are out of state, you probably should mail them something, shouldn't we? Some sorts of contact, just to make sure you cover your bases.
They have to.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a public hearing.
Right.
Yeah. They have to be contacted.
So what is the big disadvantage of just leaving it alone? I mean, it's been that way for...
Yeah.
I guess I'm just looking for advantages, disadvantages.
Well, I think you need to have control of your zoning. Planning development doesn't give you that.
But if anybody had to do something there, they would have to come in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
So we would have control.
We still would have control.
Of that.
And we need to marry property lines. We need to make property one zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you go find Graham Road?
Yeah, if you've got areas that are overlapping that are one, but they're going into R2 or something, and it should be R1, then yeah.
Commercial highway into R1 and R, you know.
Yeah.
I would say that's probably the bigger one.
And I see the PD falls between Route 5 and Cosby, and it doesn't go above Cosby, which is kind of...
Not down here, right.
What is all that, RA?
It's green. Yeah, that's R1.
This is R1.
Okay, R1.
The green section is RA.
Okay, the green section is RA.
So we had talked before about changing all this to R2,
yeah,
rather than R1.
And going all the way up Graham Road.
Yeah. Where'd they put the cemetery at? What is that, an R1, R2?
That's near the line.
That's Deerfield, isn't it? Cemetery?
It's on the line, I'm not sure.
Okay. I thought...
You need to be varying on both sides of the line.
When we discussed it, it was in Deerfield. They just talked to us about it, but I believe it's in Deerfield.
So yeah, if this goes RA all the way, except for this little,
you can get rid of that.
We're going to get rid of the cell towers. And my thoughts is to change all that into an R2 area.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, so this is one of the ideas we had, was to change with the proposed water district coming in around Brown Road and Newport Road, to change all of this over to R2.
It's like a cluster of homes there, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Those lots. And you think that they're going to want a zoning change? Go from An R1? I mean, R8. Not that an R2 is that much different.
No, this here is R8.
It's R8.
Well, I thought just below it you had R1.
Below it was R1. Yeah, that's not.
But you said you want to change to an R2.
Yeah, below this we had thought about down.
Okay.
Down here. On the lower part of Grand Road, this part.
Okay.
Does that need to be R1? That was our discussion. And then this up in here is R8. And we were going to change that to R2 because it's mostly homes.
Where do I go next?
Probably over to this area around. Because we were going to make R2 up to Windfall Road, if I remember right.
I think we're going to do... we want to have this line, because this here is Windfall Road.
Yeah, okay.
So that's...
There was a lot of homes up through there that were...
So that's going to Windfall. So where's Newport Road?
Newport Road is back over here.
Okay, but that's most of that back there is off farmland.
Yeah,
so yeah, it's so R2. It's not even RA.
What is it right now?
Yeah,
it's RA right now.
Yeah. Okay. So, but I mean, and it's mostly farmland. So then,
now, these are houses up through here.
No, I understand that, but I'm off of Cosby, up between Newport and Windfall. I mean, there's mostly farm.
So if you leave that RA,
uh-huh.
They can put solar farms in those people's backyard.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is one advantage. Okay. If this switches to R2, there won't be any chance of
solar farms.
Okay, I got you. But it doesn't change how the property is being used now.
No, which is good. Let me ask you this. You bought that property as an RA.
Okay.
You come and switch that property now. You make it, you're restricting it to a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Are they grandfathered in?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Isn't that what zoning
is?
Isn't that what zoning is, though? If you didn't have zoning, anybody could do.
But you do have it, is what I'm saying. It,
right.
I just.
Yeah,
you know what? You guys are going to make this, and I'm going to be the one battling it. So what I'm saying is,
I can understand.
Somebody wants to do something that bought this property as an RA, and they had all the right in the world to do something under RA. We come in and change it to an R2, and I tell them, well, now you no longer can do that.
Well, actually, there's an R1 just south.
What happens then?
There's an R1 just south of.
They bought all this land for a reason. Now all of a sudden, they're R2, and they can't do it. I don't know. I think the attorney might want to be involved with this. Is it grandfathered or not?
I don't know.
It's just like a lot size. Once you had put designated a certain lot size in zoning. If someone had a house on a lot that wasn't conforming, that was still a building lot because it was there.
Right.
It was already developed. So what I'm saying is if they bought this as an RA, I mean, yeah, an RA, you want to put stricter.
That's way above my pay grade.
I got it. Kind of think that they would be able to do what they wanted to do. I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
And the building aspect.
There's a little false triangles.
There's an R1 district just below Cosby Manor also.
Is that going to
be, so do we change that to an R2?
Your building codes for like an alternative,
yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that?
We're going to change that whole area. We're going to make a whole area.
But if it's already R1, you would make it less restrictive?
A little bit. It's not a lot. There's not a big difference between R1 and R2.
I definitely like it.
Right.
Well, I know that the landowner came in and wanted an R1, and we granted it on probably 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, I see what you're saying with the RA, but because you're making it more restrictive, but in the other, with the R1, you would be making it less restrictive then.
I think the biggest difference is in R2 versus R1, you can have commercial storefronts on the lower floor and apartments above it.
Above it, yeah.
Whereas in R1, you can't do that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't have an issue. I see what you're doing, making something a bit more restrictive, but something to loosen up an area.
You know, on Graham Road, we have two big property owners.
Mm-hmm.
My dad and the piece passing across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the selling point, obviously, would be selling their houses because the Belarusians and the Russians got their eyes out on that property big time. That's going to impact the sellability of that property or the marketability of that property?
I don't know. What are they buying it for? Are they going to buy it to build houses?
Well, they'll buy it and they'll lie about what they're buying it for, number one.
Well,
because we've already been, we just want a big land to just have, blah, blah, blah. But, you know,
right.
You know that's a lie. He's had several people come to him. My father's got 100 acres in Schuyler and 50 acres in Deerfield,
mm-hmm.
all connected. He's been offered $750,000. And he's like, nah, no thanks. But they lie about why.
Well, it's pocket change for your father, that's why.
It's worth probably more than now. That was 2 years ago. But, yeah, we just want to have a nice big plot of land. No, you don't. Mm-hmm. You want to do what you did on Smith Hill and cut it all up and develop it, which is not something we would like to see. But that's what they would buy it for. They would pay big bucks
mm-hmm.
for that.
Why don't you buy it from your father then?
Why? When I can inherit it for nothing.
Well, we know if the cops get called up on Graham Road, we'll know what it's for then.
What's that rope for?
Dave,
I'll make sure I delete that part off the recording. Just saying.
Well, I see this. RA, you say solar farms can come in. Just because they want to come in there, we could also say no.
Well, of course. But if I own a piece of property up in here, I don't want a solar farm over here.
No, but we could shoot it down as a board if we're up for getting stoned to death by the residents to say no.
Right. But we wouldn't even have that headache in the first place if
right.
the zoning
right.
just said no
right.
from the get-go.
But it's to his point when he said if he's looking at a property, what turns him away and what doesn't turn him away from buying it, you know, we wouldn't want, just in a small chance he does decide to sell it, it's not going to be as marketable if it's got all these restrictions on it to sell it. And then you've got the Passicks across the street that own more than we do.
No,
that's not that they're my business.
Hey, right now, that's all RA.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, all the green areas are RA.
The R2 is what we added. Yes.
Well, it's just an idea. It's just an idea.
Yeah.
There's a lot of farms right there in
New Park. Yeah. Bobby
Gillespie's
farm.
But they can still farm.
Anything's still farm. We're not taking away anybody's farm.
It's just basically probably.
Well, would they be happy with that? You know what I'm saying?
Well, it might be more valuable to them if they decide to start selling Montauk.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let's say a guy comes in and he wants to buy it under R2, and he wants to put a farm. He wants to put a farm in. Can he under R2? No.
Sure.
Well, can he?
Oh, yeah, there's a right to farm law.
No. This is a piece of land, no barn, no cows, no
okay.
nothing.
He still has a right to farm.
Regardless, you grant a farm.
Mm-hmm.
In an R2?
I didn't know that.
I think so.
I don't think that's true. I think if it's an RA, it's wide open for farming. But an R2, it's restricted. It's residential and commercial. But I don't think you can put a farm in.
Oh,
if
yeah.
there's one there, he's grandfathered.
Mm-hmm.
But to start a farm, and not to say anybody's going to do that,
yeah,
but
start to get 10 acres in
there. Right. I mean, I just wonder, that's all.
Well,
right.
Yeah. Well, those would be good questions for a lawyer.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to restrict it.
Think Bobby Glensky's life. Say he sold the farm, now it's R2. When he sells the farm, could it be a farm?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Well, the other
even
thing,
under the new owner?
Well, he's grandfather. Well, the new owner would be grandfather.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a right to farm law. You can't.
Yeah, you can farm. Yeah, my question would be, can you start a farm? I think that would be.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to put a barn. I'm going to do cows. I'm going to do this. If it's an R2, I wouldn't think. If it's an R2, I think as far as our rights, it doesn't say you can put a farm in an R2.
And if I was a house builder,
right?
I want a farm because I bought an R2.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, we could add, you know, another sentence to the R2 zoning. It's just stating that open for new farms or something similar to that. Just
could,
so way.
They have 10 acres. If you have 10 acres or more, and you want to start a farm, no matter where you are, they can start a farm.
Oh, they can in R2?
You can start a farm in an R1.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If they have 10 acres to do it.
Okay.
And.
Well, you're not going to start a farm with less than 10 acres.
Right, well, that's.
Okay.
Less would.
Okay, I didn't
have
realize.
To have, through eggs markets, that you have to have 10 acres to consider a farm.
Okay.
George Williams had a farm over on Route 20 in West Winfield. He was right dead in the center of town. He tried several times to close him down. He couldn't do it.
Okay. I didn't answer the question. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so then, okay, I didn't realize that.
These things have a produce stand, roadside stand, farmer.
Right, now, all those people.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess my only issue would be the R1, you know, to make that, I could see making something more restrictive, but someplace that's more restrictive, make it less. Yeah, that would be the only question I had. I mean, I'm not the landowner of that, but I know the.
Our discussion was, it's an R2 area.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we talked about. We thought that it was an R2 area. Mm-hmm. It didn't need to be R1.
Okay. But how would the landowner feel about it?
I don't know.
We find out at a public hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not the landowner.
Yeah.
I'm in commercial highway, so.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Here's my thing. If you don't want solar farms, like Phil said, just say no. Skyler does not allow them only to a certain area in town. Why can't we do that?
And that's what we've done. If you go in there and you tell them absolutely no solar farms, they're going to come through and they're going to bulldoze over this town.
But not like a private, like.
Why can't you establish an area in the town for solar farms?
That's what we're working on.
Well, it would basically be
that's
the RA.
That's
district
why
would be.
We've limited solar farms to
all
the RA districts.
Take an area. We're
just like they have a CT district.
There's not many homes, there's not a lot of people. It just designate that area for solar farms.
Well, that's what we're doing. That's not by, we're not saying that, but that's our end goal.
Why can't you say it?
Uh-huh.
So the people scattered voted no.
There's a thing called 94C. We have to be very careful. We don't want one of those jammed down our throat.
Is there talk of that?
Oh, absolutely.
So how could it be stopped?
It can't be. If New York State comes in here and says this is you're going to have, you're not going to stop it.
Even in R1 or R2?
I don't know.
I think if
New York State says we're going to do this, I think we have a hell of a time stopping.
Yeah, I guess I don't object to that being in R2, since you said that you could put a farm there,
mm-hmm.
and then all the existing farms are there.
Yeah,
and
you can't take something away from somebody. No.
But you can put a farm there.
Mm-hmm.
If it's over 10 acres. Okay.
Oh.
All right. I don't have an issue.
But there is no farm now, you can put a farm.
As long as
you qualify for a farm.
10 acres.
You know, the land. And
I didn't know that.
What's the advantage of doing all this? Why are we going from an R8 to an R2? Why would we do that?
To keep solar farms solar.
Okay. I know in the town of Hartford, that you can't build certain things, and I'll give you an example. You cannot put a mini storage complex up unless it's in their industrial zoned area. Nothing in commercial, nothing in plant development, nothing in R1, R2,
right.
Industrial only. We could put an area in our town, and that's the area
mm-hmm.
that you can bring a solar farm in this zoned area. Because other towns do it.
We've changed our solar law stating that they can only put in RA now. Now we need to decide what is going to be RA.
Got it.
Okay.
I see.
You know, New Hartford reviews their zoning every 6 months. I'm not saying they change it every 6 months, but we haven't reviewed ours since 2000, you know? We want to look
they,
ahead.
They review their zoning area every 6 months?
They review their zoning map every 6 months. They I'm not saying they change it every 6 months.
Right, right.
But it's reviewed every 6 months.
Probably because of all the interest they have in coming in.
How much interest do we have now?
I'm not saying nothing.
Good night. We've got a park down there that's almost full, and we still got people looking at the area. Right? We want to be on top of these things. Any other thoughts?
Won't this kind of create a stink, say Watkins Road does go through? That's going to be in a R2, I believe, right? That's the plan of changing over there, right?
Yeah, that's all grandfathered. That's
right.
A done deal.
Is that kind of, and say it goes on Rose Grove, but that's an R2, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of, doesn't that kind of ignore what I'm getting at? It's kind of like, well, they did it there. Why can't we do it there? And you changed us. How come they don't have it over there, but we have it here?
Because we should have done this 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or 10 years ago. You know, I'm not saying we have to do it every 6 months, but we should have a program that we at least sit down and have an honest discussion about it every couple of years. Wouldn't you agree, Dave?
Yeah. Can't go 22 years.
No.
That's way too long.
Is that far enough for tonight, or do you want to go a little farther?
Under our solar laws, even if it's RA, they're pretty restrictive, right?
Yeah. My concern is this 94C. New York State has a 94C. And if they decide we're going to be solar, they want to come in and bulldoze over the top of us. And what my hope is to have strong enough local laws that the New York State will make them follow our laws.
Now you say bulldoze. If the landowner, are they taking it by eminent domain?
No.
So they, all these they, landowners in a group have to agree.
They have. Yeah.
Do they know what they're getting themselves into?
I don't know. It's not up to me to say.
So you've gotten some from the town that's saying these people are signed up.
Don't you listen to the rumor though? This is kind of...
Well, I get
the right.
I get weekly mailing saying they would like to put solar farm on my property.
Right.
And
yeah,
I just throw them away.
Exactly.
Right. But
well, not.
So I'm sure most.
I'm
sure most.
Not everybody's throwing them away.
Yeah.
Who's came to town? Is there? They've came to the town and.
Yeah.
Where,
well, yeah, that title.
Where
right.
That
no, there's bigger ones than that.
Yeah.
What's the name? What was their name?
We got approached. About a year ago from a company out of Canada that signed up with 7 property owners in Schuyler for a total of 2,300 acres. And they want to put a big solar farm in, and the farms, the land's not, you know, adjoining property, so all the farms would be connected by underground power, buried power lines. But the last time they were here, they said they were going to apply for a 94C, which basically means they're asking Albany, this farm is of such importance, we would like Albany to oversee it and not have the local municipality oversee it. So they're trying to get this 94C. Now, 94C is something new, is new. It's only existed for the last 2 years. Before then, it was the Article 10. Albany hasn't granted a 94C to anybody yet. I called down there and I asked. I said, I'm just trying to educate myself. They said it would be kind of difficult to get a 94C, but it is possible. It would take quite a while. And I said, if they were to grant this farm a 94C, what would happen with Skylar? They said you would have a couple public hearings, some educational meetings. You would basically write down the public's comment and input, and you would mail it back to Albany. Albany's planning board would decide if this was a good project or not. They did say that they weigh heavily on local community input. They said if the town board, if the planning board, if the ZBA was all to vote no, if there were petitions circulated where people didn't want it, if local politicians got involved, they said it would be very hard for 94C to be approved. But this company that comes to see us, and Ron's been, I've invited him to some of the meetings, they're pretty confident that they can get it, and that's what they're pursuing. So that's what they're kind of working on. We've gotten nothing from Albany as of yet that, they're gonna grant anything or approve anything, but that's what they're kind of, that's a scuttlebutt. They've probably been here three times, and they have to. They gotta put you on notice. They gotta come and meet with you, and they're no sooner out the driveway and they send you an email. Thanks for our meeting today at this time, this day. You know what they're doing. They're creating a paper trail. And, on the second meeting, you get a little map, and then it was interesting to meet with them. There's good and there's bad with everything. These are our own residents who have showed an interest. They will make money off this. The solar company is willing to make an investment in the town of Skylar. We were having a quick conversation, and they were saying, what would this particular area need? And I said, well, I don't know. I would assume maybe why? If you're going to lock up this much land with solar panels for 30 years, these folks will never have access to municipal water. There's just not enough customers. And the fellow said, well, we'd be willing to make a $5 million investment in the water. So, that's just part of it. I guess as time goes on, we'll see where they're going to go. We'll see if they get the funding they want. We'll see if Albany wants to grant them their 94C, and then we'll see, kind of what they're willing to offer. But
this was in Skylar, the 2300 acres?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it RA?
Yes. Where is it located? Well, Short Lots Road, one piece on Cosby Manor Road, the majority of it on Windfall Road, maybe a piece on Bull Road. And obviously the main interest in Skylar is the power lines. That's where they plug into. So everything would eventually go to the power line where it would be fed in, so that's what, Ron was, spurred him a little bit more to look at, zoning and just see, right. What we want to do, where we want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Now that sounds better to me.
It's been a long time, yeah. and I've sat up there too, and I was part of it as we kind of really didn't update it. I'm as guilty as anyone, but as time goes on, where do we want to have things? I had a company call me Friday. They bought another lot in the business park. They're coming up from Georgia. Someone called the other day. They want to build a 400,000 square foot warehouse in Skylar, and they don't want to be in the business park. Wow, where are you going? And they're just scouting around and asking questions and.
I was going to measure my property to see if it fit on that corner.
I have to go awfully high.
I did call on Heritage Acres. I talked to the engineer last week because we haven't heard anything on that. And he said they're still looking to add mobile homes to that park, in the spring. Our request to raise our sewer capacity is at Oneida County. They are talking about it. So, that's what's going on with that.
So, I mean, there is some interest in Schuyler, maybe not as much as other areas, but there is some interest. But that's what that 94C is all about. And I'm just learning about it, making phone calls and asking. And there has not been one approved in New York State.
We had an attorney come in and talk to us about it, so we have an idea of what's going on, you know.
So I understand the logic now.
Right. And I don't think we need to have something where we change our zoning, but I think we need to have something that, say, every 3 years we sit down and review the zoning. You know, maybe this should be changed, maybe that should be changed. We shouldn't be going 22 years without at least taking a look at it. You know, maybe we'll do such a perfect job that we'll never have to change it again. Absolutely.
What's going to happen when they declare that these solar farms are going to be public utilities?
I think you're talking about that 94C probably.
Well, the thing is, and you're proposing in after 2024, all new homes can't have any type of natural gas or propane hookup. Something's going to be off the grid.
Yeah.
If they declare these a public utility, they can go in R1.
Yeah. I'm hoping we have
our... Right in our book now, we got an R1 that says public utility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in New York City's got it now. If you build something in New York City, you cannot use any fossil fuels to heat it, or all got to be done by electricity. And they don't have enough electricity coming down there now.
That's big enough. Yeah. That's why I'm saying they're going to put... The state's going to want this to be part of the grid, and when that happens, and it becomes a public utility, it's all for naught.
Right.
If you put a public utility anyway.
In our R1, it must be an essential service.
And electricity is an essential service.
Electricity, yes. Solar, no. Yeah, electricity. Well, essential services are public service utility structures, such as telephone, electric, transformers, substation, gas regulator stations.
You'll see.
Yeah.
That's my thinking.
And my hope is, you know, I want to get as much control as I can.
Makes sense.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yep. I want to have our ducks in a row. And maybe we'll lose the fight in the long run, but at least we'll have feet to stand on.
So the houses that are already natural gas, they can't.
No, that would be grandfathered.
But those houses might become worth more money.
I don't. If you buy a house heated by natural gas, do you have to change it to electricity? No, right?
There ain't going to be many natural gas houses left then, eventually. So.
No, I think they proposed that after 2030, even existing houses, you have to replace it with electric utility.
Yeah, or geothermal or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, those are going to go. Those pollute too much. You can't have, there's a lot of towns that don't allow them at all now. What's that? Oh, I know. Donald Trump will come save us all.
Orange tan and white hair and all.
Yeah. Is that enough for tonight, or you want to go a little farther?
I'm hungry. You didn't bring a snack?
Was that your
loose problem?
That was my thought. Yeah.
There's a kitchen over there, but there's nothing ever in it.
You're supposed to bring one.
If you're a good Catholic, you can only eat fish today. I'm glad I'm not a good Catholic. Vic, any thoughts?
I could ask you this.
Is that enough for tonight? You know, in the next one, we'll go down a little bit farther. You know, like break the town up into four different areas. And,
I know
even though your agricultural state's a higher man.
You know, everybody think about it. You know, you can always make changes.
I do have a question though. The planned development area, mm-hmm. you know, because that was a big concern.
Gotcha.
Even if you left it as planned development and then the same business came in, does it have to change?
A good example is the Knapp's Knoll. That is still planned development, but we need to change it to a residential area. I can't remember if it was R1 or R2 we're going to change it to.
Because the residential went in there, it does have to change.
Yeah.
But what if a business or something like that, does that have to change to match whatever's going in?
Yes, I was. It should.
Okay.
But it hasn't been updated in 22 years, so I'm sure a lot of the properties, you know, haven't been changed.
One thing I see is if you're a landowner and you want to bring a solar farm in and you're going to do this, they're not going to be too happy.
Oh, yeah.
But if there's a landowner that is the opposite.
Right. But my thing is, look at this. This is currently our...
That's a lot of residential there.
There's a lot of residential. But they can come all the way to here and put right these people's backyards for a solar farm.
Right.
How many people?
Nobody.
They're screaming at us about that.
Exactly.
If we go over, use this as our property, our line, and go over, I think that's Fane Golf Road there.
That's Windfall Road?
Windfall is actually over Windfall. This is Windfall, I think.
No. Windfall is right there.
Windfall is right there.
Okay.
Okay. This is,
yeah.
Right.
All right, those are a lot of residential. All of those areas. We don't have an issue with that.
So it's been 30.
Okay, enough for tonight?
Yeah.
You want to stay till midnight and we'll do a little count.
I got 11:45,
that's my max. 11:45? Okay. We'll quit by 11:45, Perry says so.
So Ron, what is your next step? Looking at changing these?
I think next week, well, next month, we'll let everybody think about what we're talking about tonight. And then we'll go back and we'll take a look at the maps again and we'll make our final changes.
Okay.
And then we'll go to the next area.
In terms of there's that obvious 62
sometimes.
Okay. Do you have to have a public hearing to change anything?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Some towns probably wouldn't, but we will definitely have a public hearing.
But you have to.
Yeah. And it's still up in the air whether we'll do it at the town board level or the planning board level. Something like
public hearing,
or,
huh? A public hearing?
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be a discussion.
Doesn't the planning board recommend your changes to the town board, and the town board has their public hearing?
That works for me.
That's the way I thought it always went.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just want your opinion, Bill.
Want you to earn that big check you get every month.
Thank you, everybody.
Well, thank you for being here.
Carrie, is this yours? Tape recorder here. Jeff, is this your tape recorder? Okay.
No entrance.
Yeah. Yeah. I think most people
are concerned
about
the floor.
But.
There's a way to close the
gym. Been recorded to assassinating your father.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the hospital.